No, no problem. I'll inform them of that. They can't extend the term, unfortunately. It's just not, it, there's no variance in our programs to allow for that.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I mean, the only thing that we would have been able to do was this loan for you, but
Who is
I'm
this?
sorry to hear that. Pardon me?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Okay. And I'm Terrell. I was calling this number with TTI. Are you meaning to sue me?
I'm sorry. I was just on the other line. I don't know what just happened.
Y'all
I
was
was on
answering
another.
on hold. I guess we got connected.
Huh. Okay. Who put you on hold?
Nobody. I just called this number. I just got an offer in the mail, so I just was replying back to it.
Okay, give me a second here. I'll get to the proper page. That was very strange. I don't know how it just flipped calls like that. Give me a second here. I'll get that 16-digit code from you. Okay, do you have that 16-digit code in front of you?
Okay, yeah, 2311-4501-0044-8980.
TT Medical Transport.
Yeah.
And you're in Danville?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you looking to do? So are you looking for equipment purchasing or equipment financing, or are you looking for working capital?
Working capital, but not an MCA.
Okay. Is that what you have with Knight?
Yeah.
Did they take it out of your credit
I
card?
don't have that anymore. No, that's done. No, I don't have
Okay.
debit or credit card.
But when you say MCA, you're referring to a loan in which they take the
Purchase.
payments out of your credit card?
No, I'm just referring to like however whichever loan that takes the payment out daily. I want something with one monthly 24 month term, preferably.
Yeah, I
Purchase
mean
payment.
nobody's got a monthly payment plan on working capital. Reason being it's unsecured. There's no collateral behind the notes. You know, if you were looking to purchase a piece of equipment, you know, some delivery vehicles or some warehouse equipment, something along those lines, you know, we can go out 5 years on a monthly payment plan. I can possibly, you know, depending on your credit, I can possibly do a weekly payment, which would just come out on Fridays. And we can get out there, you know, 18, 24 months. But as far as, you know, again, with the working capital, you know, nobody has a monthly payment plan out there.
All right, so weekly, and so I mean weekly, what would we be looking at weekly, like for 150?
It really depends. I would need some information from you first. It depends on, you know, the term you choose, and you know, there's some other variables, you know, included in that. What are your monthly deposits looking like on average in your checking account?
100K.
So you guys are doing about 1.2 million.
Well, we actually grew to that last year. We did like 440, but right now we're on track to do 1 million.
Okay. Let me see here. Try to give you somewhat of a ballpark. That 150,000?
Yeah.
So just a ballpark, you'd be looking at about $2,000 per week.
How much?
$2,000 per week.
Okay. All right, so what would we need to start?
I have a form for you to fill out. If I can get your email address, I'll send you that form, and then I'll need 6 months of your business bank account statements, as well as your 14 tax return, unless 15 is completed.
Mm-hmm.
So have you done 15 yet? Are you on extension?
No, I've done 15.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I've done 2015, yeah.
Okay. So then it would just be your 15 tax return, and that's it.
Okay. And y'all a direct lender?
Yes, we are. We do have our own money, depending on the situation and scenario and our portfolio status. We do have options outside of our bank as well.
Okay. All right. So you're sending me an email, then you want me just to reply to the email.
Exactly. What is your email address?
ttimedicaltransport@gmail.com. Now, I have my most recent credit pull, so can I just send you that so we don't have to do another credit pull?
Well, we're going to have to pull it anyways, but we can do a soft pull. Every credit report is different, as I'm sure you know. You know, when you pull your credit, it's different than when you go to a dealership or, you know, a bank. When we sign up, we have to register with the credit agencies, and we have to pay them, obviously. And when we do that, they have us put in the variables that are important to us, and that's why we have to pull our own.
Okay. All right. So how long will it take for you to kind of give me a decision?
Typically about 24 hours from the time I receive everything. And if I was to receive everything today, I'm in California, so if I was to receive everything, say, in the next hour, I could possibly have something for you tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be Monday morning.
Okay.
Are you in front of a computer now?
No, not now.
Okay. Do you get your emails on your phone? Or I just want to make sure that you receive my email, because I will have my direct phone number in there for you. I can give that to you. I don't know if you're in a position where you can take my number down just in case the email doesn't go through or if you have any questions. It's pretty self-explanatory, but...
Okay, hold on. What's your phone number?
It's
858-519-5050.
519-5050. My name is Kevin.
518-519-5050.
No, 858.
Huh?
858-519-5050. So just the first three, it's actually 858.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right, sounds good. I'll keep an eye out. Let me write down, what is the best number to reach you at in case... I don't see that come through in the next couple of days.
3665. 3665. Okay. Right. Yeah. I kind of got an offer on the table with a private investor. You know, just trying to wait on this promissory note to come. So, you know, but when I seen this and I seen 3 years, like his term was actually 24 months, mm-hmm. So I figured it might be a little bit longer, so it might, you know, could save me a little bit more money, on the payments or something. So, that's kind of why I checked up in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some benefits to our program as well. I recommend the shortest term that you can afford. Reason being is you have the ability to renew once you're halfway through your note. What that means is, at say month 12, if you do a 24 month, we would forgive all remaining interest, and we could give you another $75,000 because you would be halfway through your note, and your payment wouldn't change. So if you were to do say a 14 month, every 7 months you could get another $75,000, and your payment never changes.
Okay, but that kind of pushes it up a little bit. So then I'm kind of paying about 16 a month, right? Something roughly.
Well, no. I mean, you would still be paying about $8,000 every month. Because,
Okay.
Like I said, once you're halfway through your note, you will have paid down your principal halfway.
Okay.
So, you know, at that say month 12 of 24 months, you only owe $75,000. We've forgiven all the remaining interest, and we create a new note of $150,000. So your payment doesn't change. You get another $75,000, and you've already budgeted for that payment. You're already used to making that payment. But you can start to plan for another use of funds, you know, the additional $75,000. But you can't do that till you're halfway through the note. So that's why I typically would recommend you going with a shorter, maybe a 16-month, so you can get more money in 8 months.
Right, right. And I noticed y'all say y'all do commercial finance, like buying vehicles and stuff like that. Do y'all, like y'all, so y'all kind of similar to financial fintech, right?
Yeah, pretty. That's one of our main competitors, would be Financial Pacific.
Okay.
So we have, you know, we actually have better rates than them. And we're a lot more flexible as far as, you know, what we're willing to lend and the terms. And, you know, they used to be, you know, they started out, what, 15, 20 years ago, only doing, as kind of a private lender, only doing equipment. But they were recently purchased by a large bank. And now their credit window is tightened and their terms aren't quite what they used to be. Because now they're lending like a, say, a B of A or a Wells Fargo. So they're a little bit tougher to work with than they were before. But they're still a good, reputable lender.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. So possible, if, you know, I fill out this application, you could tell me if we're not... you're not able to do the term, if you were able to do equipment for me or something?
Yeah, I can definitely, I mean, equipment is more credit driven. You know, it's more driven on your personal credit and your business credit. So I'll have that to reference. If you decide you want to do equipment, I'll just send you a separate form. It's a lot of the same information, but it's a different department here within the bank. Whereas these working capital loans, as long as you haven't had a bankruptcy in the last few months, that they're not as credit driven. That's more based off of your deposits.
Right, right. Now, the reason for my term loan is because I'm just trying to pay off a merchant cash advance. And how does that work? Do y'all deal with that, or is that like, no, y'all don't really like to do that?
No, we'll do it. You know, if you're looking for $150,000, let's just say, you know, your balance is $50,000 with whoever you're with. We would need to pay off that $50,000 and lend you at least an additional $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have a problem. We actually prefer to do that. We'd rather not be a second position. If it's a merchant cash advance, it's not as, you know, as big of an issue with us if it's coming off credit cards as opposed to the banks. But, you know, we typically don't want to be a second position on a bank statement. So, if that's the case, then yeah, I mean, that would be our preference, would be to pay them off.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you.
If that is the case, and you do have a current note, when you send me that information back, just send me an email letting me know who the balance is with and how much it is, roughly.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.